It's Monday, May 11th. It is The Rundown. It is brought to you by, I have it. ExpressVPN. Being stuck at home these days, you probably don't think much about internet privacy on your own network. Even in incognito mode, your online activity can still be traced. Even if you are, even if you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you visited. That's why I never go online without using ExpressVPN. They make sure your internet service provider can't see what sites you visit by rerouting your internet connection through ExpressVPN secure servers. Each ExpressVPN server has an IP address that's shared among thousands of users. That means everything you do is anonymous, can't be traced back to you. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your data with the best-in-class encryption, so your information is always protected. Use the internet with confidence from every device. Simply tap one button, you're protected. ExpressVPN is the latest, is the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market.
That kid was relentless.
Visit expressvpn.com/rundown. Get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/rundown. expressvpn.com/rundown to learn more. Okay, Jordan Rules last night. I saw you tweeting about Dan. You thought it was the best episodes?
Yeah, I did. I thought episode 7 was the best episode so far. Just the shit talking, his dad dying. I think the end of episode 8, which it never really like struck me, but I think that is the first time we've ever heard the audio of him crying in the locker room. And I remember the moment when it actually happened, Randy Brown jumping in, trying to grab the ball, being like, dude, read the room. What are you doing? And still awkward to this day. But yeah, I thought they were great episodes.
Kevin?
Yeah, I feel like the past few weeks we've learned that this is being told like 100% through MJ's eyes. Mm-hmm. So you still have to take it with a grain of salt. Like the way they like poo-pooed the Sonics and some of the shit that went down in that series, I thought like there's more to this story. But I thought it was weird when MJ broke down. I thought that was a weird thing to cry about when he was just like, yeah, I play the game tough. Like you've never
loved it.
I love it too, but that just, out of all the things, like talking about his father, I would understand crying and all like, but just talking about being competitive, that makes him cry. That's just like how next level competitor he was.
I think it probably in a weird way, deep down, hurts him a little when people say he's a bad teammate, because he's like, I'm not a bad teammate. I demand a lot out of my teammates. Right. And there's some things that you would say are bullying, but I'm just trying to bring them along.
To Jones, open three.
It reminded me in a weird way of like Brady crying, like the Brady Six, when he started crying because like 6 quarterbacks are drafted ahead of him.
I don't have to be an insurance salesman, you know?
Like you're just like a nutty competitor.
Right.
Great call, Ralph! Great call, Ralph!
That's right. just that extra gear that nobody else has.
And I loved how they did the 3 different stories, that it was, you know, LeBradford Smith, BJ, and then George Karl. It's like, no matter what you do, Jordan will find an edge. Like, he'll either make up a story, or if you don't talk to him, he'll be like,
LeBradford Smith. LeBradford Smith, when you sit at home today, like, what the fuck, man?
His name's LeBradford.
The moral of the story essentially is, like, if you beat Michael Jordan, you're just fucked. Like, you can't beat him, because then he just gets mad. So it's like, what are you supposed to do, not beat him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, it's crazy how good that Magic team was.
I know. Yeah. It was stacked. Dude, the Sonics team was very good. The Magic team was very good. And obviously Stockton and Malone, those are all like iconic teams when you look at it.
Penny pre-injury was
– yeah, right.
I mean, out of this world good.
Early Shaq, Horace Grant, Nick Anderson. I mean, for Nick Anderson to be the one to talk shit on that team – like, if Shaq said something or Penny said something, fine. For Nick Anderson to be, like, 45 and 23.
And that was the funniest, the fact, because MJ's whole reasoning to change to 45 was he wanted his dad – he wanted it to be that his last game his dad saw him play was 23. Right. Right. And then it took, like, 2 seconds. Nick Anderson said one thing, and he was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
So I won the Goodell auction, clearly.
How – speaking of ExpressVPN, like, how the fuck does that happen? How do they let that slip through the cracks.
People said they wanted to come and spend a little time in a man cave and maybe sit in the chair and watch the game. So we're going to do it with ESPN and do it on a Monday night football game here in the man cave, and we'll put that up for auction. Whoever wants to pay the most amount of money.
Hitler! Hitler!
Just stupid grin from Goodell.
So I actually got confused and thought the thing ended Saturday night. So I went through the same exact process of, like, sitting there. And I actually think I would have lost because I was waiting for, like, a minute to go because I've listened to Vin Dog be like, you got to swoop in at the end of these things. Mm-hmm. So I put my bid in with, like, 30 seconds Saturday night, and I wasn't logged in, and I forgot my password. So, like, I thought I missed it. And then it went through. There's a whole nother day. There was no bids from Saturday to Sunday.
No kidding. Who else in the world has $250,000 worth of motivation to watch a game with Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Well, somebody did.
I think it was him. I think there's no.
Like I had the way this thing works is it knocks down, like it reverts. So like you can't bid against yourself. Mm-hmm. So I had a bid in there for like $340,000.
So how high would you have gone? Was that your limit? 340? You would have gone to like 500.
I don't know. It depended. I don't know that I would have been able to go higher the way – like if the adrenaline of a bidding war got me, I'll go to the moon.
Million. Right.
That's anything. I just get caught in the emotion of like spending too much.
$7 million.
Seven?
You put $7 million on just Amazon?
Yeah. So, but I don't know that it would have happened the way it cut off.
So now, what now? Because this is – I've been thinking a lot about this.
I think they're going to – I don't think they're going to – I just got today. So this is standard. I don't think I've gotten anything. I had a little birdie tell me that they have a – that they've created a full-blown dossier on me.
Hitler! Hitler!
Like,
right.
And now it was like – they. What do you mean? They already have a file on me. And they're like, no. This is like – next level file.
Like they
know that you need a next level file. Like what else are they going to find in there? So, and don't forget it's on ESPN. That inherently is a problem.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would be.
Are you telling me that Roger Goodell and the NFL did some like Jason Bourne rogue investigation shit on you?
Dude, imagine if you died.
Imagine they just kill him. You go
imagine
down
if you just died
over his head and they just kill him.
He's not beyond that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Awful. You dying or
no? That they'll let me in his basement.
Well, there has to be unlimited.
Well, there's a clause that said they can kick you out.
Right.
But
right.
They look like he's going to look like to let me get to this point is crazy.
All right. Well, how about this? How about this? What if you get there and you say, admit that Deflategate was a hoax? And what if he was just like, yeah, I acted early on bad information.
I've seen a lot of this, Kevin. We're so far along with this guy.
How do we do that? How do we show them that somebody can't just act like a dictator of, you know, Stalin or Hitler? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive to New York tomorrow morning. And we're going to have a sit-in in NFL headquarters. I'm not going to sleep now until I come up with a way to take down the NFL.
If anyone thinks he's going to have – he's self-aware, he does – there's no chance –
But that's my question. If he did that, wouldn't you just be like – all right, fuck.
I'd have it on camera.
Okay, I think they're going to – I think they might – so I think it's either they're going to deny you to go there at all and be like it's some loophole. They'll let you go, but they'll be like you cannot bring any cameras in.
But how do you stop someone bringing a phone?
Okay, so they might – you might be able to bring a phone from but you can't.
Yeah, but then I'm Instagram live. Like, if I'm in there, I will get footage if they allow.
Three, this I've been thinking about this a lot. What could Goodell do that would completely disarm you? And I think the only play he has is to have you sit down and for him to be like, I actually genuinely don't know what Barstool is, but I know that we have $100 million budget for new media. Why would Barstool be a good sell for NFL to do promotions through? $100 million. Ron and I were talking on the Yak. They'd be like, what if they did like you know how they do Salute to Service Month, where they did a Barstool Month, like the Joe Blow Sports Fans Month, and they bought $50 million worth of shirts from our store to put them in the stadiums.
There's no chance he's doing that. He's not that self-aware. I will walk in, Dan, with the contracts on me. And if he signs those contracts.
So that's his only play. That's his only play. So you agree, though.
Honestly, just do it. I would absolutely do that if I was him. It would be the only
But yes.
But you guys.
He just owned you?
They, when I was doing nothing, went into my seats and dragged me out in handcuffs. They don't get that.
It might be like the 10th time's a charm.
They don't. They've had a million. This guy, and by the way, everyone I've ever talked to, from owners to like people in the NFL, they all say the same thing. He's delusional. Like, it's not, his ego is gigantic. He's not going to like be like, I better just play along here.
But
it's
not
his DNA.
If he made it a business deal, it would I'm just saying that's the only thing that he could do that I would potentially to get out of this, because I agree. Like, he can't just say like, oh yeah, Deflategate was a hoax, or oh yeah, you're right, you win. He won't do that. But imagine if someone got in his ear and was like, hey, we actually do have a shit. We're the NFL. We print money. Let's do an ad deal with them. And then we own them.
What would you say the odds of me actually showing up in his house is?
20%.
I think it's better. I mean, when you say
hold on one second. I got to take this call. How do I do this?
What do you mean?
It's American Express confirming my order with this thing.
Hang up on us and answer it.
What do you think the odds are? Could you imagine, Kevin, if they did an ad deal with us?
To turn it around and make him beg for Roger would be all-time move. I think it's crazy that he thinks he'll get his phone in there. I think they'll, like, frisk him and be like, you
can't.
That's
what I'm saying. They'll make up some bullshit clause, and we'll all agree it's bullshit. Like, we all agree.
It's in place. Right. Anytime you do something like this, you have to have something in place for, like, if a fucking murderer wins it. Like, I'm not going to let anybody in my house.
A porn star.
Right, like some crazy shit like that. But I don't know. When he tells me that other people in the league talk about how delusional he is, maybe it really is that bad. I thought it was like a 50-50 shot that Roger would be like, let's just put this to fucking bed. Because I think what you're saying is brilliant, but I honestly think if he said, dude, I acted early on bad information, more news came to light, and I had to stay the course. Hey, as a businessman, you know how. Sometimes you got to just like stay the course. And then it would just be like, well, what do we do for the next 3.5 hours?
But more likely, it would just be two delusional people with huge egos having a conversation past each other.
Yeah. Him on that diatribe right there. He's delusional. His ego. Really? Yeah. Nothing like you.
So, another ad. We might as well just do that.
Yeah. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by CBDMD. As a leader in the CBD industry, CBDMD is committed to providing you with high-quality, THC-free CBD oil products. Everyone from weekend warriors to pros like Bubba Watson, Steve Smith Sr., and Jorge Masvidal trust CBDMD to give them the natural support and relief they need to reach their goals. With so many world-class professional athletes turning to CBDMD, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and clean product. From tinctures to topicals to bath bombs and even pet products, they've got something for everyone. To make it even easier to discover the potential of CBD for yourself, CBDMD is offering our listeners 25% off your purchase when you use the promo code RUNDOWN at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD, promo code RUNDOWN for 25% off your premium CBD oil products from CBDMD.
What are the chances he even comes back?
That's what they should do. The NFL should be like on the phone with American Express being like, you need to pull some strings. Like, oh, your bid didn't actually go through. This guy's the winner.
Oh, shit. That would be all time.
If they're already doing like Treadstone, Jason Bourne shit, they might, you know, I'm sure the NFL has a big deal with the American Express, right? I'm sure they have to have something in bed together. Sorry.
Oh, man. That would be all time. That would be all time. If they did it, I just want to see what this file is, this dossier.
Yo, I mean, that would make me nervous. Like, all right. I mean, there's a lot of shit out there on Dave, but what else is out there that we don't know?
And I feel like the NFL's like using like Mossad agents and shit.
Right. I mean, like Dave's going to be like hunted down by some fucking.
They don't even have to find shit. They can just frame you for it. Right. They don't have to find bad things. They can just fucking plant DNA in your house and be like, yep, you did that.
Do some deep fake shit. Do some DNA planting. Next thing you know, like Dave's kiddie porn and a murderer. See you later.
What were the other topics? Do we even have any others?
I think the UFC fights were on the card. Shout out to Bob Fox. He got that monster interview with Uncle Dana as they were coming back for UFC 249.
Wait, Michelangelo, Dave just emailed. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm just going to resend him the invitation.
He just emailed, sorry, I'm ready. What does that even mean?
I think he thinks he needs to be sent another invitation, so I just emailed it to him.
He thinks the show just stopped without him. Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you watch the UFC, Kevin?
No, I didn't.
I watched some of it. I fell asleep before the final fight. It is so weird that they're just powering through.
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting that they had the one positive and they were just like, we don't care. Which is like, you know, if it was like dozens of people, maybe they would have had to, but one person, there's not, I mean, I'm sure there's people writing articles today, right? But there's not that much outrage over it, right?
No, I don't think, I think the MMA just lives in a different world. I think like fighting always lives in a different world than the rest of sports where it's like, what are you going to do?
Killing each other as it is.
Right, yeah. Right. It's crazy as is, you know, coronavirus. I just, in a weird way, I don't know if it's necessarily right, but I definitely respect the hell out of Dana White just being like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it.
We're not even thinking about anything else right now, except making sure we pull off next week as safely as we can possibly do it.
Right. I mean, at some point, someone's going to have to, like, take their balls in their hand and do it, and he's probably the guy to do it.
Do you think – what's the MLB thing that's, like, floating out there? Do we have any idea?
I mean, the MLB has floated like 60 different things. So at this point, I feel like it's the boy who cried wolf. But
right,
Dave's
right.
Back.
Dave, did everything go through? We were saying that it'd be very devious.
No, that's why I've been very much on top of all of that. That they're gonna like that Goodell like called Amex and is like, don't let it go through.
Right.
So that's why I've been like very on the phone. Yeah, it's through. It is 100% through. Going to Amex.
That would have been it though, right? I mean, if Amex just told you like, hey, you know, something happened, there was actually a higher bid, what would you have done?
Well, Amex once said higher bid. I mean, if they were gonna say no to me, I've been public, I've been bidding. They should have just been like, you're ineligible, and not given me the confirmation. Once they send the email, you won.
Yeah,
kind of like. But I do think he's gonna bail, and I am, and whatever. Either way, now it's a win.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do hope it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some Barstool people don't. I've seen a lot of people like Dave's gonna be nice and like back down. It's like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Hitler! Hitler!
There was no one else yelling. I had my own microphone to yell at people.
I mean, at the end of the night, you might.
Over the course of a full football game,
right.
There's a couple times where you guys find
But everyone says he's a jerk.
I mean, you're a jerk too, and you know how to disarm people.
No, I'm not a jerk.
Yes, you are. You're a jerk.
There's very few people who meet me like he's a jerk.
Not joking. What do you think of my hair?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But everyone says he's a jerk.
I know, and that's what makes me hesitate. But I'm just saying that at some point, I bet you'll have some commonalities where you'll be like, hey, Roger, I get you.
Hey, Roger, you know Ray Rice? Remember when you said you looked for the video cameras and they didn't exist and you couldn't find them, but he was in a casino where every casino has a video camera? How hard did you look, Roger?
It would actually be Kevin. It would be like Roger would be like, you know, fun thing I do in my office is when we get pizza, no one's allowed to eat until I get there. And David would be like, well, in our office, I shame all the fat guys and say they can't eat two chicken Chick-fil-A's when they show up. Yeah, you guys do have commonality.
That wasn't shaming. I was equal opportunity, exact opposite. Listen, he thinks he has a dossier on me. I'm going to have a dossier on him. I'm going to walk in with a binder the size of fucking the Wells room.
Now, you'll do your homework, that's for sure. And I think the Ray Rice shit is way worse to go in on him than anything else that he's
I'm
done.
Going on Greg Hardy, Ray Rice, concussion line. I'm going.
You should start with that. Then Deflategate, he'll just be like, whatever, I don't care.
I may start. I'm going to start, like, investigating like who we went to high school with. I'm gonna have every information you can have on
when is this supposed to be. It's like TBD, just a Monday Night Football game.
Monday Night Football, that's what he said. Yeah,
he's gonna cancel this fucking season.
You're gonna get killed. They're gonna kill you.
They're definitely gonna not let you in with any cameras or anything. You're crazy if you think
that. I think a bigger thing, he's not – I can't see him giving me his address.
Yeah, right.
That too.
I mean, people sent me his address, but I'll walk down the street with like a high school band.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it'll happen at his house. It has to be neutral ground, and then you'll throw
a fucking He said specifically I can sit in that chair.
Even maybe sit in the chair and watch the game.
So would you, if you should, Dave, what you should do is start the narrative, be like, hey, I don't want to come to your house. It's we're enemies. Invite him to Barstool office, because then they can't stop the cameras.
Yeah.
I'll do anything.
Come on your home turf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting waxed.
What are you down right now?
130 today, which it's been down 200. I got back down to 30, but my airlines and cruises are taking a big old dump for that.
Damn.
June. Did you see we're locked down till June now?
Who said that?
Cuomo.
What date? What's the date?
They just said parts of New York are going to open the city at least June.
Where do you think we fall on the list of like can open
essential,
or just like
beyond essential?
Like we have so many a certain number of employees that we like, you know.
Damn.
Like I'm sure if you're a small business, you can go back before you're a huge business. If we have 200 people coming back to the office.
I guess it boils down to they said they need 30% empty beds, like hospital beds, in case the thing flares up. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know.
I'm here forever.
I guess I expected June. I don't know why I'm even bummed.
We're already halfway through May. Did you think it was going to change in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, but the problem is now it's going to – once we get to June, it's going to be July.
Right.
I wish my parents there. They just got back. I wish it was mothers. I wish I had a camera. My parents get more incidents. That's not their fault. But apparently, had a scene, and I've seen them try to get picked up or do shit at the airport. They're not good at it. Somehow, they claim the cops are being too mean to them. they got pressured so hard. They just drove off with their suitcases on the median.
Wait, what?
Like. Their suitcases, but they didn't. The cops like move the car. They had to put the suitcases in the car. So they just drove off with the suitcases like on the sidewalk.
They just didn't even go back for them. They're just gone.
They went back. But
oh my god.
With it, I'd like to just can I see this? Just get your shoes. I've noticed those.
I'm not standing still.
Would you like to try it?
No, thanks.
No. All right, so that's a review. Those are Crocs, right? Those are fashionable.
That's right. I think Dan looks handsome.
Yeah, he looks great.
It's just like
only your parents. Only your parents.
What my dad called it? Bedlam. He said it was bedlam getting home. MMA, I didn't watch the fights. So I saw some of the highlights, but I will say Robbie Fox, my guy there, Cowboy, right? He fought. He lost again.
Oh,
that's five in a row. Five
yeah.
in a row.
Yeah. You've been right. You've been right about that.
Five in a row. That guy's lost, and Robbie's trying to say he's in the prime of his career when he fought fucking Connor. Get out of here.
We already talked about this.
Oh, well, I was gone?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys stayed on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we just have one. What's the last topic?
That was it.
Oh. Yeah, we did the other ad too.
All right. Nice. You're 2-2 in football?
Yeah, I was bad scene on Saturday. Bad scene.
Texas Tech. I mean, you are Texas Tech.
I am Texas Tech. I had a press conference yesterday. I gave Danny Boy Kane. I mean, I just. People thought I was going to retire.
You are soon. If you're just mediocre at this, you're not going to do it forever.
Did you see, by the way, Danny Boy Kane's tweet?
Yes, Mother's Day.
Oh, God. What did he say?
He's been recapping and breaking down old Miami games. And he said in honor of Mother's Day, he's going to take a day off so everyone can enjoy time with their mother.
It was so perfect.
The best. The best. The best. Ever do it.
Yes. Yes. What's the status with unboxing? Is it still going?
Yeah. There's still boxes. We're probably twice a week. The truth of the matter is, like, I talk to sales. I'm like, if you guys are fucking selling it, I'll do it. But I don't want to do it. I'm sick of doing it. I think, you know, we have the same amount now. It's like 15,000 people almost every time, which is still a lot. But it's like, how many boxes can you open?
I will call him Giraffe. Hey, Giraffe. I fucking love him. I fucking love Mr. Giraffe. Hey, Mr. Giraffe.
We're on the unboxing 19, I think. But it doesn't seem like they're getting sponsored. So if they're not sponsored, I'm going to cut it.
You should just try to see how much everyone would sell for you to do an unboxing of only sponsors.
Yeah. Well, we'll do like, we're going to do this big charity thing or an auction at the end. We have so much shit to give away. But yeah, we're still doing the unboxings. I started Ozarks.
What season are you on?
Just finished one.
Season 3. Good. Season 3 is very good.
Very good.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to go in because now people try to spoil it. But, I mean, Marty can't catch a break. And everything just break. So that's why I didn't watch the MMA. I did, like, an all-day. I had mushrooms for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, I did mushrooms.
Wait, how much?
Just sitting in your apartment?
What?
Just sitting in your apartment? You did mushrooms?
Yep.
Most of the time, people do that at, like, a music festival or, like, out of the mountains. You just did
yeah,
it.
Like, outside. Yeah.
Most of the time, we're not in Corona, fellas.
Dude, that's wild. How was it?
You know, I wasn't, like, let me do more. I was cautious with it because I had no idea what to expect. But it wasn't that crazy. I more felt like I was in the day after, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst the day after.
Yeah. I was, like, just felt like I took a lot of NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
So, but.
Davey Mushroom, right. Davey Psychedelics. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, see ya.
All right, so, see you guys. Bye.